Hi and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave and this is episode 2242B and today's date is August 5th, 2020 and the title of the episode is Big News Coming, Absolutely Breathtaking, It's Worse Than We Originally Thought. Let's talk about protecting yourself. News just released states several VPNs that didn't have a no-log policy revealed the browsing activity and personal information of over 20 million users. Those that care about privacy need a VPN with a strict no-log policy to prevent this. That's why I chose Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield has a strict no-log policy. Their network is fast, reliable, secure, and always available. Due to the recent pandemic, Virtual Shield is offering its services for 50% off to help customers in need to protect themselves, as well as a free 30-day trial. Go to virtualshield.com/X22 or click the link below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the mainstream media cover up with the FISA warrants, spying, treason, sedition, you name it, crimes against humanity. It is now completely falling apart around them. And we can see the Senate, they are now calling individuals in. They're being questioned. Sally Yates was questioned today. She is pointing fingers and she's pointing her finger at the FBI. She's not to blame, of course. And I think we're going to see a lot of this. I think we're going to see a lot of these individuals point the finger at each other, saying that, well, if this is not our job, well, this is not our job. This is the beginning of the show. Enjoy the show, because each and every single one of them is going to be backed into the corner. How are they going to be backed into the corner? Because who has the documentation? Who has the paper trail? Who knows who did what? Well, the Patriots. Remember, they're now testifying under oath. When they say they didn't know, they didn't realize, well, they signed off on all of these things. And a lot of this information is going to be coming out. So what are they doing right now? They are having them testify. And most of these individuals, they're going to be caught up in their lies. Those days of the mainstream media, the intelligence organizations protecting all these people, those days are over. It is now time. It is actually showtime now. And we're going to see breaking news coming very, very soon. But first, let's start with Flynn, because Technofog tweeted out an update about what is happening with the Flynn case. And it says, this is what the tweet says, DC Court of Appeals requests that parties be prepared to address at oral argument. Number one, whether Judge Sullivan should disqualify himself for perceived impartiality and if Sullivan should disqualify himself as a party to the proceeding. So they're talking about having the judge now disqualified. And this is according to 28 U.S. Code Section 455. And what does this say? He shall also disqualify himself in the following circumstances. He or his spouse or a person within the third degree of relationship to either of them or the spouse of such a person is a party to the proceeding or an officer, director, or trustee of a party. So this is what they're looking at right now. And there is no reason why Sullivan is continually pushing this case. What's his motive? There's no prosecutor. The Department of Justice says we don't have the evidence. There's nothing here. He's not pleading guilty anymore. Actually, all the evidence is showing that Flynn is innocent. Do you think the 302 is going to magically appear? I think we're headed in that direction. And like we said in the beginning, Sally Yates, she was testifying, and she threw FBI Director James Comey under the bus in her testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee. She testified that she never authorized a counterintelligence investigation of General Michael Flynn and agreed that Comey had gone rogue. Remember when Comey was out there and they were doing an interview and he said, yes, I sent FBI Chief Peter Strzok and Special Agent Joan Pienka to the White House on January 24, 2017 to ambush General Flynn without his lawyers present. And he bragged about it publicly. Because, you know, the Trump administration, they had no rules set up and he just did this. Well, now it's coming back to haunt him. And this is going to get worse as time goes on. Remember, The Patriots have it all. They have the paper trail. They have who signed off on what. And if you signed off on something and you didn't know what it said, that's not an excuse. You knew exactly what was going on. And where do you think this is all going to lead up to? It's going to lead up to Obama. This is what Trump tweeted out. Sally Yates has zero credibility. She was part of the greatest political crime of the century, and Obama Biden knew everything. Sally Yates leaked the General Flynn conversation. Ask her under oath. Republicans should start playing the Democrats' game. And Trump is absolutely right. Ask her all these questions under oath. Remember, didn't they get others for lying? Isn't that why they got Flynn? That's just a high crime. Remember, the Patriots have it all. They're under oath. They're screwed either way. They tell the truth. The declassification of all that information comes out and shows exactly what they did. They lie under oath. Well, they got them for lying. But I believe it's going to go a lot higher than that. I think they have a lot more information. And yesterday we talked about how the Ukrainian angle was activated. There were raids on certain Ukrainian businesses that are tied to Biden. And Kayleigh McEnany, she tweeted this out. Where is Hunter? And where is Joe? One is hiding after a prosecutor was hired on his behalf. Another hiding in a basement. Neither fit to serve the American people. No, they are not fit to serve. Soon, they're going to be behind bars. Because everything that Giuliani, everything that Barr, Huber, and the rest have been doing, they've been collecting data, collecting information. It will be used against them later on. And they won't be able to hide behind it anymore. Remember, in the past, they were in control. This is why they were out there publicly telling you all the things that they've done. Look at Comey. He was out there saying, oh yeah, I just sent people into Flynn's office. Look at Biden. Oh yeah, I told the Ukrainian president, you need to get rid of that prosecutor. Obama called them up. They were bragging about it because they thought they were untouchable. They were in control. Actually, that is all going to work against them. And we already see it is working against them. Now, very interestingly, let's add in something else to all this. Remember, this is the perfect storm. This is something like we've never seen before, where all the pieces of the puzzle are starting to come together. What just happened? And this is coming from Ivan Petrikov. News. Fox News invokes Hague Convention to request testimony by Julian Assange in the case brought by the family of Seth Rich. Order signed by U.S. judge today. So Julian Assange is going to be asked to answer questions about his involvement and his knowledge of Seth Rich's involvement in the DNC email leaks. You think he's going to settle all these different conspiracy theories once and for all? I do believe so. Remember, he is the source. And Q has let us know that Assange is going to step in at the right moment. Think about what just happened here. We had Ghislaine Maxwell. Deposition of Virginia Guffrey was released. Implicates Clinton and many others. We had the Ukrainian angle with the raids. That was activated. We have the Senate questioning all these individuals under oath. And now we have Julian Assange coming into the picture. All of this happening at the same exact time. And then let's take this a step further. Remember, everything that we're watching, the pandemic, the riots, many people believe that the deep state is in control because they have these events. You only have an event is when you're not in control. Think about a child and an adult. When the child isn't getting their way, what does the child do? They have an event. They scream, they yell, they cry, until what? Until the adult gives in. What's happening today? The child, which is the corrupt politicians, the deep state, they are stamping their feet, crying, and kicking. How are they doing this? They created a pandemic. They created the riots. They're going to keep it up until who gives the adult Trump or the people of America, the silent majority, we the people, they want us to give in. But as a strong parent, you don't give in. This shows you who's really in control and who's not in control. The deep state right now, they're using these tactics because they're not in control. And these are being played out because it is waking people up at every stage. And we know why they're doing this. This is about the election. This is about their lives. Because once everything is out there, once everyone knows what has been going on, and you start to bring all these different sides together, they're done for. And they're trying everything they possibly can to bring chaos to this November election. They tried it with Nevada. And look how quickly the RNC went out and they stopped this. This is from Rhoda McDaniel. I am pleased to announce that the RNC, at Team Trump and NVGOP, have sued to stop implementation of Democrats' radical election abuses in Nevada. Hashtag AB4 will destroy the confidence every voter deserves to have in our elections. Trump then tweeted this out. Nevada has zero infrastructure in mail-in voting. It will be a corrupt disaster if not ended by the courts. It will take months or even years to figure out. Florida has built a great infrastructure over years with two great Republican governors. Florida, send in your ballots. Now, let's break this down for a second. They're having a pandemic. They're having riots. And if you know you can't win the election and you know that you can't manipulate the electronic voting, how do you interfere with the election without anyone noticing that you're interfering? You create a panic. You create a pandemic. You push fear with masks. You push mail-in voting. You create chaos with mail-in voting. The strategy is not to have a winner, but to bring someone in that can do the job without a single vote. It's to cause chaos and delay the election. Coronavirus, what we're watching right now, this whole COVID-19, this is the greatest rigging of an American election that has ever taken place. It is on a grand scale. Think about it for a second. All because they're fighting for their lives and they're not getting their way. But this whole thing is waking people up. People are looking at this day in, day out. They're seeing it. They're questioning it. A lot of it doesn't even make sense. And people are starting to figure it all out. More and more of those people are falling into the silent majority now. The silent majority is continually growing and growing and growing. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, they know they can't stop this. They have to continue with their plan. They didn't realize how bad it was going to be. They didn't realize that they were going to be the catalyst to wake everyone up. They played right into the Patriots' hands. And this is going to be a disaster for them in the end. And while all this is happening, we are seeing arrests on a grand scale. This is from the U.S. Attorney of D.C. American darknet vendor and Costa Rican pharmacist charged with narcotics and money laundering violations. U.S. Attorney, Arizona. Victims of human trafficking often feel trapped with nowhere to go. These grants to well-deserving organizations in our state offer victims some hope of a way out. Over $1.2 million awarded in funding to three Arizona organizations. And then we move to Ed Buck. Remember him? He was arrested. He's friends with Clinton. Donates to the Democratic Party. Well, a federal grand jury today returned a superseding indictment charging Edward Buck with four additional felonies, including that he allegedly enticed victims, including a man who died at his West Hollywood apartment after he administered drugs to him to travel interstate to engage in prostitution. Let's talk about health. Did you know that after the age of 20, your body produces 10% less collagen each passing decade? The visible result ends up being the appearance of wrinkles, flaky skin, hair loss, and dirty nails as we age. That's why Ageless Multicollagen was created. Ageless Multicollagen gives you 5 types of collagen you need for 4 premium sources in one complete protein mix. You'll enjoy the powerful support for your body with results you can see and feel in a few short weeks. Get Ageless Multicollagen for 51% off plus free shipping by going to healthwithx22.com. Or by clicking the link below. And Buck, he is being brought up in something like 9 charges now. And it's not looking good for him. It's actually looking terrible for him. And he was friends with the Clintons. Everything that we're seeing right now is falling apart. Then we have an ex-Formula One race driver, Eddie Irvine, says that, yeah, I remember Bill Clinton. I once parted with Bill Clinton at a shindig thrown by Jeffrey Epstein. Now, he said he didn't think twice about it because the former president's presence, saying it was absolutely typical for prominent figures to turn up at these type of bashes where you see royals, you see everything else. So no one's really going to question it because it seems normal. But here's another individual saying, yes, I saw him at one of the parties. Everything that they're trying to do right now is backfiring on them. They can try to hide all this. They can pretend that they don't see it. The mainstream media cannot report on it. But more and more people are seeing this throughout social media. More and more people are asking questions because now they're seeing real facts and it's not making sense to them. They're talking about human trafficking. They're talking about pedophilia. They're talking about treason, sedition, spying, and whatnot. And yesterday, we saw this huge explosion in Beirut. And the head of the Beirut port says that no explosives were stored near substances that blew up. And they don't have materials like that to create this type of an explosion. Trump came out, and he said that this massive explosion in Beirut, it looks like a terrible attack. He said that he met with his generals to discuss the explosion, and they estimated the explosion was an attack. Now, that's very interesting. Amir Tsefarti tweeted this out. Major blast at the international airport of Beirut, Lebanon. Just a reminder. This is where Israel said Hezbollah is having its weapon precision assembly line. So wait, there's weapons there? That's interesting. And this blew up, coincidentally, on Obama's birthday, August 4th. Coincidence? I think not. And now we're seeing other fires in other Middle Eastern countries. Who has been in the Middle East for a very long time? The deep state, the central bank. They've been playing in this entire area. I do believe it's all falling apart on them. And also Trump, he's confirmed that he's going to reduce U.S. troops in Afghanistan from 8,600 now down to 4,000 by November. Everything that the deep state has done, everything that they set up, everything that they put into place in the Middle East, Trump is just ripping it away from them. One country at a time. And everything that they tried to do to keep their system operational, it's falling apart. And the world is going to see what they have done there. It's all going to be exposed. Now, what the deep state is doing right now, they're trying to keep their narrative of the pandemic, the riots, and everything like that. This is coming out of break in 911. Technical issue causing California to underreport coronavirus cases. State's top health officials say, casting doubt on any accuracy of recent data showing improvements in infection rate. Why are they reversing course right now? Why are they saying, oh, this is a lot worse than it really is? Because they're trying to keep mail-in voting. Remember, yesterday Trump was saying, by the numbers, look how everything is decreasing right now. The Hill, they came out with this poll. Now remember, polls are to make you think a certain way, to bring everyone in line in what they want. It says majority support new 2-week national stay-at-home order. Do you think everyone agrees with that? That we should all just stay home for another 2 weeks? No, they're using this to convince people that this is what everyone wants. Actually, it's the opposite of what everyone wants. And we know that Trump, he has the Trump card. We know he's going to use it at the right moment. They're doing all of this to create chaos, to create fear, so they can push mail-in voting. Not to have a winner or a loser, but to create a delay so they can bring in the person they need to get rid of everything that Trump has done, to take back control. Trump, the Patriots, they already know this. And I just want to go back to post 4009. This is a link to docsgoogle.com document. And this document is about Fauci, about how Fauci worked on hydroxychloroquine. Under this, this is knowledge is power. So let's go back to the Sharper Image who tweeted out all the information regarding this. And let's look at what it actually is. So the Sharper Image says, given its proven history of safety and effectiveness, why was Fauci so reluctant about HCQ? It looks like the Wuhan bat lab doctor, Sengli Shi, participated in this study on remdesivir and chloroquine effectiveness. I don't know about you, but that seems like a conflict of interest to me, no? Wasn't Fauci pushing remdesivir in the presser today? Fauci on remdesivir. Whenever you have clear-cut evidence that a drug works, you have an ethical obligation to immediately let the people know so they can have access. Why wasn't there an ethical obligation to immediately let people know about the safety and efficacy of HCQ? Because the drug that he's pushing, that he has stock in, is about $950 per day for 9 days, compared to HCQ, which costs about 80 cents for a daily dose. There you have it. After Sengli Shi's Wuhan lab released the virus, she participated in the study of the drug that they're pushing and HCQ to treat the virus, and then the Wuhan lab filed for a patent of remdesivir. Nothing to see here. Just follow the money. Just follow what they're doing. This was planned. They knew exactly what they were doing. Certain individuals were going to make a lot of money. The deep state, they were going to get what they wanted. Everyone benefited. This lockdown is a desperate move by the deep state, but an incredibly stupid one, because it's causing people to understand and realize that they're being controlled. And once people realize that, they want to know more. They want to know why. Why don't these things make sense? Even if they weren't paying attention and they just hear something and it makes them question it, they start to look, they start to see what's happening. They start to research. And actually, this is what Q has been telling us. Think for yourself. Research for yourself. Believe in yourself. And this is what's happening on a very big scale right now. And people are staying silent because they're afraid to talk to their friends to tell them that, yeah, I've been questioning everything, because people, they go crazy over it. So the silent majority is growing. And those people that like to scream, they have no clue what even their friends are thinking anymore. And for those that have woken up and those who are waking up now, you know exactly what I mean. There's different stages. There's anger. How have I been lied to all this time? And then you start to do research and you start to realize, wow, everything that they've been telling me is not true. Then you try to tell other people, but other people don't want to listen to you. So you stay quiet. But you do more research. You educate yourself. While the other people have no clue that you're doing this. And a lot of you know what I'm talking about. Now, it's very interesting with the other event that the deep state is pushing. We know that they want riots. They want what we're seeing now. This is not about race. This is about destroying the Constitution, destroying America. They're showing their true agenda. And remember when Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, decided to paint Black Lives Matter on the streets? Well, he didn't get a permit to do that. And now others want to come in and paint their murals on the streets. And he's telling them, well, we have a process. You must follow the process. So wait a minute. He didn't follow the process, but everyone else needs to follow the process. So one law, set of laws for him, one for everyone else. And now there are groups that are now suing him. It's all going to backfire on him. And today, we also had Senator Ted Cruz, who was in a Senate hearing, and he kept on questioning the Democratic senators, saying, you know, will you condemn Antifa as terrorists? And Senator Cruz, he took them to task, and they kind of walked out on him. They wouldn't do it. But the FBI, they have opened 300 domestic terror investigations as a result of the riots. So there is 300 investigations right now on all these individuals. Why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? You wouldn't. And it seems that Trump, he is giving the signal that it's showtime. This is what he tweeted out. There is a tremendous lawlessness in America's liberal cities. Would be so easy to stop, but they have a clouded vision of what should be done. They are indoctrinated with a philosophy which will never work, a philosophy which would destroy America. Portland would be the norm. Let's go back to post 1827. This is August 9, 2018, 2 years ago. There's a picture of a movie theater, and it looks like Deadpool's in there eating popcorn. And under it says, enjoying every second of it. Q says, comfy. Previews are over. Showtime. And then CJ Truth tweeted this out. Breaking news tonight. Trump breathtaking what Department of Justice has discovered during Obamagate investigation. Take a listen to what Trump says on this interview.
We caught them spying. Now it's up to our attorney general. As you know, I've wanted them to do it. I didn't want to get overly involved. Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. But I do hear it's breathtaking what they found. That's all I can say, breathtaking. And hopefully it'll come out soon. But it's beyond what anybody ever thought even possible, how bad it is. How bad it is and how corrupt it is. But I'm going to let them do that. I'm not going to do that. It's a horrible thing that took place. And it should never be allowed to happen to another president.
Now, as you can see, everything is starting to unfold. This is much worse than we originally thought. And today, Trump tweeted out again. He tweeted, drain the swamp, and has Obama, Clinton in the video. And he's letting everyone know that it is showtime. So let's go back to post 520. This is January of 2018. Why am I going back to this post? Because in Trump's tweet, it says the following. Big news, the political crime of the century is unfolding. Obama, Biden illegally spied on the Trump campaign both before and after the election. Treason. So big news. So that brings us to post 520. This is January 2018. And on top, it says Big News Week. Now I'm going to read from down below. And this is what it says. Corruption and evil deep within, everywhere. Patience. There is no escape. There are no deals. Treason at highest levels. Foreign agents within our government, highest levels. The puppet masters have been removed. All vehicles of delivery removed. Strings cut. Seventh floor is no more. FBI, SD. We see all. We hear all. The hunt continues. Prison. Death. Class Gitmo. J. Z9A, 89, Red, Iron Eagle. I do believe that Trump right now, with a couple of tweets that he sent out, the message has gone out that it is definitely showtime. And the American people are going to see how all of this unfolds. And it's going to be a lot worse than many people really thought. And those who didn't understand what was going on, they are going to be shocked. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well. be safe and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.
So what do you make of what they're trying to do on Capitol Hill, the end goal? And who else should Senator Graham want to call to testify?
Great questions, Harris. It's very frustrating watching this hearing because a lot of these questions are just simple yes or no questions. When did you find out? Who did you tell? How did Obama know? And unfortunately, Sally Yates doesn't seem in a position to answer some of those, even though she's the number two at the Justice Department and really should have known the details on some of these questions.
Yeah, did you catch the part? I mean, we played this for our audience just moments, you know, after the commercial break, going into our reporter, Jillian Turner. But, you know, Lindsey Graham, the senator, asking her, well, James Comey didn't let you know certain things before they were happening. Did he go rogue? I mean, imagine how frustrating it must have been for anybody working at that point for him in her position not to know the important things that were happening before she would be held culpable. And she is held accountable for this, isn't she?
Harris, she signed off on every single one of those FISA warrants that were submitted to the court.
Well, now she says she wished she hadn't.
Clearly, she's got to say that, right? Otherwise, she would have submitted knowingly false information, false documents to a federal court, which in and of itself is a crime. So, look, she's in a very tough position, but frankly, facts are stubborn things. There's no explanation. When she walks out of that January 5th meeting with Obama, with Biden, and the rest of the crew, and she sits down in the after meeting and she says, I mean, how could you not turn to Jim Comey and say, what the heck is going on here? How do I, you report directly to me, Jim. How is it that I don't know these basic fundamental facts about Flynn and everything else that's going on? It's hard
you
for me
have
to believe
been a part
I didn't work there.
You have been a part of so many cases and you obviously were not in that room on that January 5th. So I won't ask you to speculate, but based on the facts that we know, what was happening that she would not have been told? Do we have any idea?
Well, let me tell you, let me answer it this way. Let me tell you what should not have been happening. The president should not have, and the vice president, and whoever else, Susan Rice and others, should not have been directing a criminal investigation into the Trump campaign and into General Flynn. Make no mistake about it. That's what I think was happening based on the facts and based on the evidence. Now, will we ever know? Well, that's why Senator Graham wants to put people under oath. And your first question, who else? Susan Rice, Vice President Biden, Brennan, and others who were in that room need to testify under oath, including Jim Comey again, about these very questions that you're raising.
All right, real quickly before I let you go. Wow, Susan Rice, that would complicate her very public push to become a vice presidential pick as the candidate right now for the Democrats. Joe Biden has said he will likely pick a black woman. We'll see what happens with that. But, you know, even the attorney general has said, Guy, you're probably not going to get any charges against Biden or Obama. So do you do yourself any favors by putting those people on the list? You mentioned Rice. Who else?
Well, I think that clearly Brennan was involved in this. I think Clapper, the intelligence people were involved in this. And then you start looking at the FBI and the hierarchy, McCabe and others who was directing day to day. I just find it so hard to believe that someone who works directly for you, you don't know where they are, what they're doing, what kind of investigation they're conducting. And after the fact, you go in and call them rogue. I don't buy it.
Now that's interesting. Because, you know, you might look at this and your take could be they're helping her out by giving this judicial committee hearing in the Senate, right? Because she gets to get on the record and say what she didn't know. But what you're saying is you don't buy that.
I don't, based on the facts. You look at the timeline and you see that on January 4th, the FBI says when they interview Flynn, we think he's telling the truth. On January 5th, the very next day, she's called over to the White House and has the meeting with all these big shots, and they pull her aside with Comey and say, well, listen, even though I'm not supposed to, Obama, I'm not supposed to direct the investigation, put the right people on it. Make sure you have the right people on that investigation. Come on. Give me a break.
Guy Lewis, we'll bring you back.
Thank you very much, everybody. It's good to be with you. I'd like to begin by providing an update on my administration's actions to protect American workers as we battle the China virus. Since the virus escaped China, my administration has enacted $3 trillion in economic relief. It's been very, very successful, and you saw that by the numbers that were issued yesterday and the day before. As to used car sales and auto production, they've been incredible numbers, actually, shockingly incredible. We've been negotiating in good faith with Democrat leaders in the House to extend relief payments. We're negotiating right now as we speak, and we'll see how that works out. But if Democrat leaders put partisan demands aside, we would reach an agreement very quickly. It would happen very quickly. In the meantime, my administration's exploring executive actions to provide protections against eviction. Eviction's a big problem, very unfair to a lot of people. It wasn't their fault that this virus came from a faraway land, as well as additional relief to those who are unemployed as a result of the virus. Very importantly, I'm also looking at a term-limited suspension of the payroll tax. Something that has great support from many, many sides, especially some of our top economists and some people that we have great respect for. So we're looking at a suspension of the payroll tax. The Democrats are primarily interested in a $1 trillion bailout of the poorly run states. We have some states and cities, you know them all. We don't have to go through names, but they've been very poorly run over the years. And we can't go along with the bailout money. We're not going to go along with that, especially since it's not COVID-related. Earlier today, I met with a great governor, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. He's really done a fantastic job beyond even the COVID situation, which you've been reading about as it pertains to Arizona, a state that is a model for applying a science-based approach to the decreasing cases and hospitalizations without implementing a punishing lockdown. Arizona's record in reducing the spread of the virus while maintaining hospital capacity and allowing society to continue functioning and functioning very nicely, very successfully, is an example that shows how our path forward can work in other states. Arizona has a record, and a record really to be proud of. It's reduced the number of daily new cases by over 75%, cut the positivity rate in half, and reduced ER visits by two-thirds, all the while keeping the economy functioning and functioning really well. When cases surged in June, the Vice President and Dr. Birx visited Arizona to consult with Governor Ducey. They had long consultations with Governor Ducey and his staff, and the Vice President has been in constant contact ever since. My administration is also collaborating with the state and local officials across the South and Midwest to provide similar guidance. We had a great relationship with the representatives in Arizona, and it's been such a successful endeavor. The federal government has supplied or delivered more than 400 million pieces of personal protective equipment to Arizona, along with nearly 70,000 vials of remdesivir. We've provided over over $18 billion in economic support to Arizona, including more than $8.6 billion to support over 80,000 small businesses. So we really have been helping Arizona, and it's gotten tremendous results. Our goal is to protect the most vulnerable, increase recovery rates. You know that.
There is not a person alive who has experienced what a world without this darkness could be like. A world of free energy that was kept from us to force our dependency on their fossil fuel monopolies. Abolishment of income tax that was illegally imposed to pay back interest on loans taken from the cabal banking system. Released cures for our most deadly diseases. Unleashed space technologies to open frontiers we never dreamed possible. New technologies creating millions of jobs and yielding a global human renaissance the likes of which we have never seen. Fellow Americans and citizens of the world, now it is our turn to shine. Wherever we are, we will become the plan when we choose to reject what they called globalism. We recognize the words they use to bend us to their will, and we say no more. It's time to turn off the media, follow your instincts, trust yourself, and be the plan. May God bless America and the world.